All right, today's school prayer focus are the teacher unions, the NEA, the CTA, the AFT, and any other union, but primarily those three. The teachers unions have a tremendous influence in America's schools, especially in California. There is the NEA, which is the National Education Association, the largest and wields much power. In a recent article by Intercessors for America, it says that they set the policies that ultimately determine the school's academic and social climate, and they have been failing students, parents, and faculty. With too much power, they've made a lot of decisions that have hurt the schools. The AFT is the American Federation of Teachers, represents over 3 million educators, and they recently smeared parental rights, even so far as to liking them to the Klan. Then there is the CTA, California's Teacher Association, which is a branch, a small branch of these two underneath them. All of them promote extreme liberal agendas in the public schools, and they have tremendous power over the American education. A journalist discovered that the unions spend 2 times more money on politics than on their members' needs. So they need to get back to what they were called originally to do, which is to stand in the gap between the teachers and the administrations, ensuring that they are being treated fairly and getting the resources, the safety, and the pay that they should deserve. So even though that's the case, even though the Supreme Court made it possible for teachers to choose whether they want to be a member or not, most are pressured to join. And knowing that they have so much influence, join us in praying that these educational unions would return to their original grassroots goals. To stand in the gap for the teacher between administration and the teaching experience. And that rather than spending their money and time and efforts and pushing and influencing things that have nothing to do with the members' legitimate needs. Be sure to check out the articles that the Intercessors for America wrote about the NEA and the AFT. So Father, we lift up these powerful, wielding teacher unions. We thank you that membership has declined and that means they are getting less money, which will mean they will have less power. Thank you for that, Lord. We pray that continues. We pray more and more teachers will really make a decision whether they can even afford to be a union member anymore. And to see that the majority of their money is wasted on politics and not on their own needs. We pray, Father, for them to return to what they were meant to be, or that you would disband them altogether. Obviously, we need someone to be a mediator when teachers have to address issues with administration and feel that they are not heard. But Lord, we pray that you will bring oversight to that, finding new ways, even maybe a requirement within each school to have a mediator posted that they can go to that is a person between them instead of all this money spent on the unions. Lots of waste of money that personally experienced, worked for one, saw it inside, and people even go to jail over things that they did. So Lord, we know that corruption is not of you, and you can take the roofs off these unions and see who is doing it for the right motives and who is doing it for evil intentions. And so, Father, we pray you would remove those that are bent on evil and keep those who are there to be advocates for teachers. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.